News. Coverage you can count on.
Tragedy and questions circulate this morning as America experiences another mass shooting. This time it claimed the lives of 8 at a Texas mall over the weekend. What we are learning about the shooter and investigation.
We have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms today, but it's a weather alert day for tomorrow as we have a level 1 and 2 risk. I'll explain. Plus, some people across the triangle are waking up without internet again. What we're learning about the AT&T outage that's forcing people to miss work.
And thousands of new drivers could hit the road as early as today because of a new permit change that kicks in. We will tell you all about that. Who's getting on the roads early? Who's going to be nervous at home as the kids get out there on the roads? I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning, starting off very warm out there. You'll notice the difference. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at what's happening tomorrow.
And we take a look here. This is a level 1 risk around the Triangle area. And just for a few of our eastern counties and southern counties, we have a level 2 risk for tomorrow. We have the chance of some damaging winds, some rain and storms, a tornado threat, and it is a weather alert day for tomorrow. It's nice and quiet right now as we take a live look at Apex, but we do have some clouds out there right now. We could see a quick sprinkle in our southern counties this morning, but we have a good chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 67 is our current temperature, so it's starting to feel like summer. We definitely have a summer-like pattern in our forecast for the next couple of days with warmth and humidity and a chance of afternoon storms today and tomorrow. Right now it is 68 in Fayetteville and Rocky Mount, 64 in Roxborough, 66 in South Hill. Our hour-by-hour forecast, definitely a warm one. Temperatures at lunchtime, right around 81, and we climb into the upper 80s this afternoon.
A vigil is growing outside the Texas Outlet Mall where a gunman killed 8 people Saturday. The FBI is asking for anyone who has video or any other information about what happened to step forward and help their investigation. Authorities executed a search warrant last night at the suspected shooter's home. Neighbors say the man is 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia and was quiet and kept to himself. 8 people died. 7 others were hurt in the shooting at the Allen Premium Outlets north of Dallas. Police shot and killed the suspected gunman. People who gathered at the vigil to mourn shared their disbelief.
Trying not to get angry, you know, trying to find the light in the darkness, so to speak. But yeah, it's surreal. Very surreal. You don't realize evil's everywhere.
And one of the people killed, Christian LaCour, was working as a security guard at the mall. The Gun Violence Archive says there have been 199 mass shootings in the U.S. already in 2023.
Vice President Kamala Harris is renewing the call for new gun legislation after the Texas shooting. In a statement, she says all Americans deserve to be safe from gun violence. She's calling for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as for universal background checks. This story is still developing nearly 48 hours after tragedy struck. We're expecting to learn more over the next few days. To follow the latest developments, download the WRL News app.
The new work week is starting with many people in the Triangle frustrated with an internet outage. WRL's Michael Grace is live in Durham right now with what AT&T is saying about the cause of this and how long it could last. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. And this outage is going on here in Durham and Chapel Hill, and it could be several days until everybody's back online. Now, you viewers out there have actually sent us some emails, given us some calls about what you guys are experiencing. Some say they haven't had service since Wednesday. AT&T estimated the repair could take 3 to 7 business days or more, depending on how many customers are affected. Now, they said the problem may stem from a fiber optic problem in the area. Some remote workers we spoke with said they've had to even use some vacation days and that the lack of the communication between them and AT&T has been the most frustrating. And again, we're continuing to reach out to AT&T this morning to hopefully get an update on when people will be able to get back online. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're working to learn more about a shooting in Raleigh on Wake Forest Road. Police say a man was shot near the intersection with Six Forks around 4:45 yesterday morning. Officers closed that intersection for nearly 4 hours as they investigated. We talked to people who work in Midtown. They say they hope the recent uptick in shootings in the area does not continue.
it's shocking to hear because it's not normal around here, especially on the like the north side of Raleigh.
I hope nobody got killed, and I hope everybody quits doing that crazy stuff. So I hope everybody stays safe.
Raleigh police say the man who was shot suffered serious injuries.
We're working to learn more this morning about a death investigation in Raleigh, where police say a body was found on Newbern Avenue. Right now, they've not released the person's identity or any details about how they died. An investigation is also underway this morning after police say a driver hit and killed a man and then left the scene. It happened on Bunce Road near Dusty Edge Trail in Fayetteville. Police say they responded just after 8 Sunday morning. Officials identified the victim as 61-year-old Elijah Hare. They say the suspected driver was in a dark-colored SUV. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
Starting today, North Carolina teens will be able to hit the road sooner. A new law goes into effect that permanently reduces how long teenagers would have their learner's permit. The time period drops from 1 year to 9 months. COVID forced a temporary change in the law, shortening the period to just 6 months. That provision lapsed at the end of 2022, leaving thousands of teen drivers and their families in limbo.
New help may be on the way to get refunds when your flight is delayed or canceled. President Biden plans to speak this afternoon about new efforts to protect passengers when there are unexpected changes to flight plans. This comes after recent major disruptions, including one over the Christmas holiday caused by weather and other issues. Coming up in our next half hour, WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from RDU with more on what these changes could mean for you.
You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol this morning, where lawmakers are running out of time with their debt ceiling debate. Less than 24 hours ago, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen made it clear that failure to raise the debt ceiling will cause a steep economic downturn in the U.S. She's strongly urging Congress to increase the limit this week. President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet with top congressional leaders tomorrow to hopefully find a way forward.
Carolina Hurricanes are looking ahead to Game 4 of their playoff series with the New Jersey Devils. Trying to forget about Game 3. The Canes got down big early on yesterday in New Jersey, ended up losing 8-4. Head coach Rod Brindamore said it was a disappointing performance.
They came and they took it to us, and that's what happened. So we were horrible. I mean, that's probably being putting it mild, but it's because of what they were doing, and they were the better team.
Canes still have a 2-1 lead in this best of 7 series. Game 4 is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in New Jersey. WRAL's Casey Hintz is in New Jersey. She will have reports for us tomorrow on the Canes.
Panic erupts inside a North Carolina restaurant when a gun goes off, injuring 2. All new this morning, we're hearing from one of the victims as he talks about the scary moments.
Plus, why President Donald Trump won't testify in his rape trial. And why Tiger Woods is now facing another lawsuit from his ex-girlfriend.
Let's take you to the coast. You're looking live outside at Beaufort. Cloudy skies out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking a weather alert day for tomorrow.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, and we take a look at our live camera network. Everything's pretty quiet out there. The Whirligigs and Wilson spinning just lightly. Our temperatures are really warm. 68 in Wilson, at 67 in Durham, and 68 in Fayetteville. We do have some cloud cover out there right now. We do have a good chance for some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. We take a look at our town-by-town temperatures. Everybody's sitting in the 60s. 66 in Lewisburg, 68 in Tarboro, 66 in South Hill, 67 degrees right now in Goldsboro. School day forecast. It's a shorts and t-shirts day for sure. And of course, a little bit of cloud cover this morning. It's feeling muggier now than it was last week. It was such a nice cool week last week. And again, a chance for thunderstorms as the kids are getting off the bus. Tomorrow's a weather alert day. I'll show you when time the storms will arrive.
A Fayetteville man is facing a murder charge after a shooting. 54-year-old Elmer Spears is charged in the death of 27-year-old Naresh Timmons of South Carolina. He's in jail without bond. Police say Timmons went to a home on Palomino Drive to buy drugs around 1:30 yesterday morning. There was an argument, and investigators say that's when Spears shot Timmons, who died at the scene.
Well, we're going to learn more this morning about a teen's death at Cape Hatteras. This happened at the seashore, where law enforcement rangers say they are investigating after a 17-year-old became trapped inside a sand hole at the beach. They say it happened Saturday afternoon around 2 o'clock. Rangers say they worked with the victim's family to pull the teen from the hole while performing CPR. The teen's name has not been released. Seashore rangers say they urge visitors not to dig holes on the beach due to safety risks.
A Raleigh man is working to rescue his wife and daughter from Sudan, where fierce fighting between military factions has left hundreds dead. Omar Abdulrahman left Sudan during civil war back in 2005 and later arrived in Raleigh as a refugee. He became a U.S. citizen in 2019. He went to Oman and got married, and he and his wife now have a young child. He says they are only about 8 miles away from where the fiercest fighting is happening.
It's really difficult. Like, it's always in my mind. I try to say not to think about it, but it's really hard to not to think about it.
Abdulrahman says he's looking for ways to get his wife and daughter here to the U.S., but he fears he may have exhausted his options.
All new this morning, we are hearing from one of the victims who was hit by a bullet when a gun went off inside a North Carolina Cracker Barrel. John Chirac of Gastonia says he was about to order pancakes at the usually quiet and calm restaurant in West Charlotte last week. Moments later, though, his dining experience turned chaotic when he was grazed by a bullet.
And I hear a loud pop, and I felt like a nick go across my neck. And the waitress jumped back. I look around to see where the noise was coming from, and I see a gentleman bending down, and he's picking up what looked to be a 9mm.
Chirac says that's when he realized the man's gun accidentally went off when it fell on the floor. Authorities say a second man was shot in his leg and taken to the hospital. Chirac says the suspect walked outside like nothing happened and eventually got into a fight with a man outside. That suspect later turned himself in to police and is now facing charges.
Closing arguments in the rape and defamation civil trial against former President Donald Trump will begin this morning. Trump will not testify in the case before closing arguments start. His lawyers had a deadline of 5 p.m. yesterday to file for him to take the stand. That deadline passed without any filings. Writer E. Jean Carroll claims Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. She also says he later defamed her when she came forward with the allegation. All new this morning, golf icon Tiger Woods is being accused of sexual harassment. In a newly filed court document, Woods is accused of pursuing a sexual relationship with Erica Herman while she worked for him. She claims he also forced her to sign a non-disclosure agreement or she'd be fired. Woods and Herman dated for more than 5 years. This is the second complaint she's brought up over the past year against Woods.
3, 2, 1.
NASA's latest mission is designed to improve hurricane forecasting. The agency launched the first two satellites for the program from New Zealand about 9 last night our time. The mission will include 4 satellites total. They'll watch tropical cyclones from low Earth orbit. The satellites will provide more frequent data to help scientists understand the rapid changes that can occur within a storm. And that will help meteorologists with predictions and forecasting models.
It's 4:46. Our meteorologists are predicting some severe storms to roll through tomorrow. Let's get the timeline for that. Here's meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner.
We're looking at afternoon and evening. It's a very summer-like pattern that's with us. We have the potential for some afternoon and evening storms today, but the chance of today's storms being severe is low. It's not a level one risk at this point. But tomorrow we do have a level one risk in parts of the viewing area. In our southeastern counties, it's a level two risk. Again, afternoon and evening, damaging winds and some hail would be the biggest threats. Here's a look at that level one risk and two risk that we'll see tomorrow. So the level one risk stretches from up around Roanoke Rapids back down into the Sand Hills, and then some of our eastern counties from Edgecombe County down towards Sampson County are under that level two risk for tomorrow. I'll tell you, some of the high resolution models are really backing off on our potential for thunderstorms tomorrow, but the Storm Prediction Center has left this in place right now. But we'll be watching for updates. They tend to update this around noon or so, sometimes before it if it warrants. But we'll be watching that pretty closely. This is a look at future cast for tomorrow. We do have a front that's likely to come through. This is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can see a few storms that start to pop up in the Sand Hills just west of Fayetteville. That kind of slides through between 2 and 4 o'clock, and the cold front continues to slide eastward. So it does look like we'll have potentially a band of some scattered thunderstorms, especially just in our southeastern counties as that cold front comes through. So that's what we're looking at for tomorrow, and then it begins to slide off to toward Wilmington. After that, our winds become out of the northwest, and that's going to change everything for Wednesday. Wednesday is going to feel much nicer. A little cloud cover first thing in the morning, but we'll see some cooler temperatures, and we'll get a drop in our humidity. So two very summer-like days today and tomorrow. Here's a live look at downtown Apex right now. Temperature 67, so it's a warm start this morning. Our dew point's already up at 61. Once the dew points climb into the 60s, it definitely feels stickier. Now, once the dew points climb into the 70s, it feels oppressive, but it's starting to feel stickier for us. Our temperatures at lunchtime will be climbing into the upper 70s. And here's a look at our forecast for today. We have the potential for a quick shower in some of our southern counties. Look at that. Just really quickly between Fayetteville and Clinton, we're looking at a quick little shower this morning. And then after that, partly cloudy skies. Then this afternoon, starting right around lunchtime or so, we begin to see a few isolated showers. And our southern counties have a better chance of seeing some scattered storms for this afternoon. So a chance of storms this afternoon and again tomorrow. Tomorrow's chance is at a level 1 and level 2 risk. So around town today, 87 in Raleigh, 86 in Durham, 89 in Fayetteville with those afternoon thunderstorms. And our heat index is now climbing. Today, 87, it'll feel like 89. But tomorrow, 88, feeling like 91. And then Wednesday, back to 75, feeling like 75. You can see that dew point drops nicely for us on Wednesday and Thursday and starts to creep up a little bit again on Friday. So weather alert day for Tuesday. Again, Mother's Day is Sunday. Right now, we're looking pretty good over the weekend. We do have a chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. That's a shock, right?
We're used to that pattern. All right, Elizabeth, thanks. The truth hurts this morning after Lizzo delivers a message to her fans. What the singer is saying about her tour just days before she's set to perform in Raleigh.
And the Duke men's lacrosse team is headed to the NCAA tournament. We'll tell you why they have been chosen as the ones to beat.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, 27 people are dead after a fire broke out deep in a mine in southern Peru. These are family members that are at the scene. They're waiting to hear from their loved ones. The mining company said 175 workers did make it out safely after the accident. The 27 dead worked for a contractor that specializes in mining. Now, government officials say the cause of this fire is currently under investigation, but a preliminary report indicated that an explosion might have set off that fire. Again, 27 people dead after this fire at a mine in Peru overnight.
There has been rain for 8 weekends in a row in central North Carolina. How do event organizers and families handle the storms that come this time of year?
WRL's Luis Fernandez shows us it takes a little bit of luck and a whole lot of patience.
I want to know.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen rain?
Fortunately for families at the Phillips Farm Strawberry Festival this weekend, the answer to that question is no.
Just having a good time with friends to enjoy the Strawberry Festival and the sunshine.
Michael Phillips runs the farm, which specializes in growing crops like strawberries and hosting events. Two things that struggle if Mother Nature isn't cooperating.
Mainly is weather, because you can't do anything if you have bad weather.
Central North Carolina has dealt with rain a lot so far this year, 8 weekends in a row.
We got some plans to visit the beach, Wilmington, Emerald Isle, but because of the weather, we cannot like visit beach, go somewhere far.
Absolutely. It seems like it's been raining every weekend since the beginning of the year.
WREL meteorologist Peter Shearwood provides context for what was a wet month.
For the month of April, we saw 7.84 inches of rainfall, and it just seemed as if a lot of those days where we got rain fell on the weekend.
For families, all that rain isn't the best.
We go a little bit stir crazy inside, just trying to find indoor activities to do. And if we can catch breaks in the rain, we'll make it outside, even if we have to splash in the puddles.
Phillips Farms had to postpone 2 events so far this season because of the weather. But for this fourth generation farmer, he says you can't sweat the small stuff.
You just learn to kind of roll with it. The weather's the weather. You can't control it, so there's no need to worry about it.
Luis Fernandez, WREL News, Cary.
We got a drier weekend, but storms are coming later this afternoon and tomorrow. All new this morning, singer Lizzo delivers tough news to her fans amid her tour.
Hello, Hartford. It is me. As you know, I canceled my Montreal show because I was experiencing extreme flu-like symptoms. I tested for COVID and it's negative. However, I did test positive for strep throat. Though I'm feeling stronger in my body, my throat is still extremely raw and swollen. My lymph nodes are swollen, and the doctors say that it would not be wise to sing.
Yeah, not good when you're a singer. Lizzo went on to say how much it hurts for her to swallow, even talk at times. But she says what hurts the most is having to cancel shows. She says all tickets will be honored. This is the second show Lizzo has canceled in the past week because she's sick. She's set to perform in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Wednesday. As of right now, that show has not been canceled.
Today marks the start of Teacher Appreciation Week. The National Education Association and National Parent Teacher Association organize the week each year to celebrate educators across the country. Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt first came up with the idea in the 1950s. Many restaurants and other businesses offer special deals to teachers in celebration. And of course, students are encouraged to show their appreciation in the classroom as well. The Duke men's lacrosse team will be the top seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. Blue Devils finished the regular season 13-2. This is the fourth time in the team's history they've been the top seed in the tournament. They'll host the winner of a play-in game between Delaware and Marist in the first round on Sunday. A vigil is growing outside the Texas Outlet Mall where a gunman killed eight people over the weekend. Up next, what we're learning about the shooter and the investigation.
AT&T internet service remains out for customers in Durham and Chapel Hill. We'll explain the cause and how long the outage could last.
Also, President Biden is working to boost your rights and set new rules for airlines.